Hello, folks. This final talk is going to be on the contracting subject, contract law. Basically, let's say you receive an invitation to appear at court. They call it a summons. It's an invitation. Everything they send is an offer. Why is it an offer? Because you can choose what you're going to do to it. You can choose how you're going to respond. Therefore, it's an offer because you don't have to do anything, right? You can just leave it. And now, I think there are four doors you can go through. And if you get an offer, there are four doors under contract law. This is standard recognised form, okay? The first door is you can stay silent. Second door is you can reject it. Third door is you can accept it. The fourth door is that you can conditionally accept it. You can number those doors however you want. I'm not going to be using those numbers. I'm just going to be, you know. So in the sort of creditor community, we tend to do what we call conditional acceptances. Here's an example. Someone says, here, will you go and get me this? Will you go and get me so-and-so? Will you go and get me some chips if I pay you £2? Now, you've got four doors. You can refuse, you can stay silent, you can accept, or you can conditionally accept. A conditional acceptance is always a counter-offer, okay? So if you say back to them, I'll do it for £4, that's a new offer, right? You're replacing it with a new offer, that's a novation. One offer has been replaced with another. It's a counter-offer, right? Instead of doing it for the original amount, you're saying, right, I'll do it for £4, so you're making a new offer to them. The ball is in their court. It's always a game of tennis, folks. Think of it as a game of tennis. Someone makes an offer to you, the ball is in your court. You've got to pick it up and serve it back to them. And when you serve it back to them, that's called a conditional acceptance or counter-offer. If you accept their offer, you're keeping the ball and you're going and doing something with it, right? If you stay silent, what happens? The ball remains in your court. So you're presumed to be in agreement. That's how it works. Or you could reject it and just... and you can just, I don't know, in a tennis court, what would rejection be? I guess that would be just leaving the ball as well. Or no, that would be like whacking it back in their face, I suppose, rejection. Counteroffer would be politely serving the ball back to them. Okay, so it's all tennis. And that's why when you go to court, you play tennis on a court, right? So it's the same sort of situation. They're going to be making offers, you're going to be, you know, either rejecting them, staying silent, accepting or conditionally accepting them. So, conditional acceptance. Now, this comes back to the concept of standing. You have to have a standing established. And in the last couple of audios, I've been establishing a standing for you. I've been telling you why you are the creditor to this system. You do have all the rights and remedies in this system. And the government aren't doing anything wrong, okay, at all. So, once you have your standing in place, you've got the power to make a conditional acceptance. I'll pay the bill if you can prove that you're not trustee. That's a conditional acceptance. Or I'll pay the bill as long as you'll take private asset funds as payment. Another conditional acceptance. Or by what authority? Conditional acceptance. You're asking them another question. You're making another offer to them. Okay? Sort of answering a question with a question type thing. Very powerful stuff. Now, affidavits are very powerful. An affidavit is basically you expressing your standing and position, or expressing the facts as you see them. Now, normally you would sign an affidavit under your own unlimited liability, which gives it a lot of credibility in commerce, and it sort of establishes who you are, where you're coming from, and whatever. It can have anything you want on there. It's just like a numbered list of points which you say are fact. Right, which from your understanding are facts, and if they don't rebut that, if they don't rebut those points, then they're the facts of the case. Right, now you do have your own private court. You're kind of, when you send something to someone and they don't send it, they don't reply, and then you get someone else to witness that they didn't reply. You're sort of establishing a private record, so it's sort of like you've got your own private court. Right, because public courts have public records, private courts have private records. And private records can be used as evidence. So if someone doesn't reply and you get someone to witness that they didn't reply, that could be used as evidence that they didn't reply. It's a third party's testimony, right? And we do have some serious power now once we know this. I mean, really, I should have put this at the start of the audio because the contracting is behind everything. But yeah, the affidavit is very powerful. Use it. Okay? I've done videos with Ben on verbal contracting. I'm not going to do many examples now. But basically, you can get really confident with this stuff. I'm really confident with this stuff. I know how to make a good counteroffer. To make a good counteroffer, you need standing, okay? You've got to have something to base it on. You've got to, okay? Well, alright, fine. Perhaps in the chips example where you say, I'll buy it for £4. But in a kind of court or government situation, you need standing, okay? They like standing. Or perhaps not in your case, if you have the standing. They like it when they have the standing, right? Because they get you to take their benefits and agree to do various things and use their forms. And, you know, basically they're playing you into their jurisdiction. But yeah, there's really good technology here. I don't think I've covered anything at all negative in these audios, which makes a nice change from what some of the other ones you might have heard. And really, your power lies in contracting, as we said in the sovereignty audio. It's the power to make an author your life and contracts that gives you the power in this system. Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed these audios. Goodbye from me for now.